Annalie Gatlin is seated next to a printing station, a few pages of paperwork in her hands. Green shirts like hers dot the room as second and third year students at Baylor University's law school prepare to help young undocumented immigrants apply for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. After the June 15th announcement of DACA, Gatlin, a second-year student, saw an opportunity for the law school to give community members a hand with the application process.
I know this is a huge need in Waco community, and I'm from Waco, and so it's just important for me that my work here is able to help the people that I live around, my neighbors.
The Immigration Policy Center estimates that there are around 2,700 people who are currently eligible for this temporary legal status in McLennan County. Baylor Law School plans to help at least 122 of these young immigrants apply for DACA through a series of six immigration clinics over the next 3 weeks. The first was held on Tuesday night. Siobhan Ray, also a law student, worked with Gatlin and Associate Professor of Law Laura Hernandez to organize the clinics. She says they not only provide law students with a chance to get hands-on legal experience, but also to assist an exemplary group of young people.
Everybody who's coming through this program is on the straight and narrow more than anybody else here. They can't have any kind of criminal record, no misdemeanors, nothing like that. I mean, even certain traffic situations, we decided to have them go to talk to an actual attorney. And, you know, so the people we're helping are definitely sympathetic.
One of the first people Ray helped apply for deferred action was Gracie. Now a senior at Baylor University, Gracie's parents brought her to the U.S. from Mexico in July of 2000, when she was in fourth grade. A former valedictorian at University High School, she's juggling six classes this semester, while also working at a restaurant and managing her own photography business. Even though Gracie's concerned about the temporary nature of deferred action, she's optimistic and hopes this new status will allow her to advance her career.
So every job that I've had, and it's been three at restaurants, I try to do my best, and that's just where I am right now. I'm trying to do my best. I want to become a trainer, you know, for other servers. And as much as I love management and I love my coworkers, I don't want to be stuck there, and I need to move on. Hopefully, getting this permit will allow me to go into corporate, get an internship, because I can't get an internship. So hopefully I can do that. I really, really want to do that. And that's one of my main motivators.
Abron, who asked that KWBU use a pseudonym for this story, was also at the immigration clinic to apply for DACA this week. Unlike Gracie, he's not sure if qualifying for deferred action will actually do much for his job prospects. Although he has a degree in media communications and information technology from Texas State Technical College, he's only been able to find work in a restaurant since graduating in 2008. While he thinks his skills are too out of date to find a job in his field, the chance to travel in Texas and the United States without the threat of deportation has pushed him to apply.
I feel like just having that permit to work probably wouldn't affect my life too much, because what I care more is to just be here freely, have a driver's license, have a Texas ID, be able to go anywhere here without worrying about being stopped or getting pulled over and being deported.
Whether driven by better job opportunities or a chance to move around without fear, if Gracie and Abron's applications are approved, for at least the next 2 years, their lives could change. And Brad Tobin, the dean of Baylor Law School, says that's what's so exciting about the clinic.
Look around this room. It's absolutely alive with folks who are taking advantage of the services of our faculty and our students to make their lives in a very real way different than what they have right now.
For KWBU, I'm Becky Fogle.